Hello and welcome to the first episode of Catholic with a Mic. My name is George, and I will be the host of this show. A little bit of my background. I was born into a Catholic family, baptized and raised Catholic, although I spent the first 20 so years of my life as more of a cultural Catholic, meaning Catholic by title, not by practice. I was divorced at an early age and turned to my faith. I always did believe in God, believed in the doctrines of the Church. I just was not living them out in my life. When my wife of 4 years took our daughters and left, I was crushed. I'm not going to say I was all innocent and she was all to blame. It takes two to get into a marriage. It takes two to bring one to an end. So when I heard the words come from her mouth, "I want a divorce," I thought I had died. I hung up the phone and was lying on the couch. I looked up at the ceiling and said, "God, my dad is always telling me to offer myself up to you, to offer up my struggles to you. Well, I ain't much, but here I am. I can't do this on my own. I need help." Right then, a sense of comfort came over me. For the next 2 weeks, I felt calm and like there was nothing I couldn't handle. That's when I became a practicing Catholic. I had a long, long journey ahead of me, and I still do today. But today, I can say I know Jesus, and I have a relationship with Him, and God, and the Holy Spirit. I yearn for Mass each week. I yearn for the confessional when I need it. And most of all, I yearn for the Most Holy Eucharist. I yearn to be able to hold Jesus Christ in my hands. Every week, I take my God, my Lord, into my hands and then eat his flesh and drink his blood, like it says in John 6. John 6:51 says, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread which I shall give for the life of the world is my flesh." So who are we? Now I'm referring to the Bible Christian Network. And what are we all about? Well, so far, it's just me. It's one guy, a layman, with a... Actually, I'm recording this into my iPhone. I do have another podcast and podcasting equipment at home, but doing this on my lunch from the front seat of my truck. What my goal is? My goal with this podcast is to bust some of the myths associated with the Catholic faith, engage non-Catholics in dialogue and fellowship. This episode, I just want to touch on the name of the network and how it relates to Catholics. Are Catholics Bible Christians? Well, let's start with the network name is Bible Christian Network. And then the website, obviously, is just the same, BibleChristianNetwork.ca. We'll start with, are Catholics Bible Christians? First thing we have to ask is, where did the Bible come from? Now, with a bunch of, with some Googling and some research, it's essentially what I do for when I need to answer a question is I go to Google and start researching things. And this is what I found. The Third Council of Carthage, which took place in 387, there's a paragraph here that I copied and pasted out of the document, and this is what it says. It was also determined that besides the canonical scriptures, nothing to be read in the church under the title of divine scriptures. The canonical scriptures are these: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua the son of Nun, Judges, Ruth, four books of Kings. I'm going to stop here for a sec. The four books of Kings are 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings. Then it continues. Two books of, and I'm going to butcher this, Paralipomena, which is the 1 Chronicles and 2 Chronicles. Job, the Psalter, five books of Solomon. Now the five books of Solomon are... Now, this is what they're, in today's Bibles, this is what they're called. Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Songs of Songs, Wisdom, and a portion of the Psalms. The books of the 12 prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Tobit, Judith, Esther, two books of Esdras, two books of Maccabees, of the New Testament, four books of the Gospels, one book of the Acts of the Apostles, 13 epistles of the Apostle Paul, one epistle of the same writer to the Hebrews, two epistles of the Apostle Peter, three of John, one of James, one of Jude, and one book of the Apocalypse of John. Now this part I've got bolded. Let this be made known also to our brother and fellow priest Boniface, or to other bishops of those parts, for the purpose of confirming the canon, because we have received from our fathers that these books must be read in the church. Let it also be known that the passions of martyrs to be read when their festivals are kept. Now, Catholic Answers has a good track on the Old Testament canon, and I will provide a link in the show notes for you to check out. Now, let's go back to who is Boniface. I have, on New Advent, there's an article on him, and as well, I will post a link into that, into the show notes for that. Boniface was a prominent bishop in the Latin Church, and eventually became Pope. This shows us two things: that the regional churches did not view themselves as independent from each other, and that Rome had a significant position. And this is what this is why I had bolded. Let it be known also to our brother and fellow priest Boniface. So they're writing this to Boniface, which is he was, I believe, a bishop at the time. He did eventually become Pope, and to other bishops of those parts. So he's writing, they're sending this to the Latin Church for the purpose of confirming the canon, because we have received from our fathers that these books must be read in the church. So for the purpose of confirming that canon. So they're sending this list to the Latin Church to be confirmed. So that just kind of reiterating that. So the canon of Scripture comes from the Catholic Church. This was now let's just stop here, because a lot of Protestants will interchange Catholic Church with Roman Catholic Church, and they're not the same thing exactly. The Roman Catholic Church is simply one of many churches that are in communion with Rome. The Roman part of the Catholic Church is just a Latin rite, and there's, I believe, six main rites, and the Pope is part of that Latin rite. So it wasn't the Roman Catholic Church that gave us the canon, it was the Catholic Church. It was churches that are in full communion with the Pope being the direct successor of Peter, who Jesus Christ had left in charge of his church. So the canon of Scripture comes from the Catholic Church. That seems a bit brazen to say, but again, there's a distinction between Roman Catholic and Catholic. Catholic, under the umbrella of Catholic, you have Byzantine Catholics, you have Maronite Catholics, you have I'm just kind of running this off the top of my head. I don't have this in my show notes. But there are, I believe, 22 different churches that are all in communion with the Pope. And so we've got Eastern Catholics, you've got Western Catholics. So there is a distinction between Roman Catholic and just Catholic. The canon came from the Catholic Church, which I've already touched on. I've kind of diverted from my show notes here, so I apologize if I'm kind of being redundant here. Again, this is kind of the point I was making. Catholic meaning the universal church. The Roman or Latin rite is just one of 23 rites of the Catholic Church. So the Catholic Church gave us the Bible. But does that make the Roman Catholic Church a Bible Christian church? Again, let me reiterate something. The Catholic Church is the church that Christ founded in Matthew. In Matthew 16:18, we read, quote, "And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." This is the church that Jesus put Peter as the head of. Therefore, any church that is in communion with this church is a member of the Catholic Church. So the church that Christ founded gave us the Bible, and the Roman Catholic Church is in communion with the church Christ founded. Therefore, the Roman Catholic Church is a Bible Christian church. So that's going to be it. I'm just looking at my little timer here, and it's 12 minutes. So it's just a quick introduction. I've been wanting to do this, get this episode out for a long time now. I've had the domains for over a year now, and haven't gotten around to doing anything. So I'm not sure how long these episodes are going to be. They may start out kind of a little quick and dirty, meaning that they'll be recorded from my iPhone sitting on lunch break. But eventually I hope to move into recording them from home. As I had mentioned earlier, I do another podcast. It's called New Shooter Canada. It's for people new to firearms and or people that want to get into shooting sports and such. And we record that. That's a weekly show. But because of work scheduling, I'm only going to be doing that every other week. So hopefully that will give me the time on alternate weeks when I can't record that show. I'll be able to sit down and record on this show. So moving forward, let me start with my email address, which will be george@biblechristiannetwork.ca. And what I'm looking for out of this podcast is to help Catholics learn their faith, understand why we believe what we believe, and open up a dialogue with non-Catholic Christians, and hopefully bust a lot of the myths and stuff that they've been taught. I'm on an evangelical fundamentalist forum, and it actually saddens me quite a bit how twisted and distorted, how do I put it? How twisted and distorted the Catholic faith is viewed among those groups. They've been taught and told that Catholics believe certain things, such as, you know, Catholics worship Mary, Catholics worship the saints. Well, you know, obviously I'll do a whole show on that topic, but, you know, kind of quick and dirty is, no, we do not worship Mary. We do not worship the saints. We worship God, Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, one God, three persons. That's who we worship. We do not worship Mary. We do not worship the saints. We do pray to Mary, and some Catholics have deep devotion to Mary, which on the outside could appear like worship, but it's not. Asking somebody to pray for you, to intercede on your behalf, is a common thing amongst Protestants. They have prayer chains, prayer groups. You know, the forum that I frequent has a prayer request section on the forum. It's a very common thing. Where Protestants have the disconnect is, well, you're praying to the dead. The dead can't hear you. Again, a whole nother topic. But there's all sorts of I'm like going totally off script here, so I apologize. There's all sorts of biblical backup to everything Catholics do. Everything we do comes from Scripture. As I had stated earlier, the Bible comes from the Catholic Church. It was the Catholic Church that put together the canon of Scripture and deemed it such as the Bible. These are the books of the Bible. This is the Word of God. And, you know, from that, you know, the deposit of faith. Jesus Christ left a deposit of faith with the apostles. The apostles are, the bishops today are the successors of all those bishops. If you look through the books or the Acts of the Apostles, what were they doing? They were going out and starting churches. They were ordaining priests and bishops. And they were growing the Catholic Church by leaps and bounds. Episode 2, I've already started some notes for episode 2 and episode 3, and I don't have them right in front of me at the moment, but I believe it's going to be either episode 2 or episode 3. That's something I'm going to cover. You know, when was the first instance of the word Christian used? When was the first instance of the word Catholic used? And when was the first instance of Roman Catholic used? And Roman Catholic, I'm not sure off the top of my head, but Christians right in the Bible, in the Acts of the Apostles, and Catholic, the first time that Catholic was the term Catholic, which again is universal. So we're talking about the universal church, the church that Christ founded, and the first time that term was used was by Ignatius of Antioch, I believe it was, in 105. Again, I'm going to cover that in another episode. So anyways, the whole point of this is, of this show, is going to be kind of that. What do Catholics really believe, and why do they believe it, and where do they get the teachings from? And, you know, not only can you find a lot of our beliefs biblically, but we're not a sola scriptura, you know, Bible alone faith. Jesus never said, go and write all these things down in a book and use the book. He left us with an oral tradition. And that sacred oral tradition is the deposit of faith. And as time went on, the apostles began to write things down. And Paul began to do his writings as teaching tools to the churches that were already being formed and whatnot. And it was all given. Sorry about that. my phone started ringing and it stopped the recording. And so, anyways, so like I said, this is going to be about it for episode 1. That's going to be kind of my main focus, is this is going to be kind of an educational podcast. I am not a theologian. I do not have any formal schooling. I am just a layman with an internet connection and a deep, deep passion for my faith. I listen extensively to, my podcasts are kind of a 50, maybe 60-40 split between firearms podcasts and Catholic podcasts. I also listen to a couple Protestant podcasts. But I listen to a lot of apologetics podcasts. I do a lot of apologetics reading, and I love my faith, and I want to share it. And it breaks my heart when I hear Protestants say, oh yeah, the Catholics believe this, the Catholics believe that. We have such a deep, deep faith, and such a richness of faith, that it's a shame that our Protestant brothers and sisters are just so hardened to be open to what we have. You know, this isn't going to be a beat up and bash the Protestants. I'm hoping that I get lots of feedback from Protestants. I'm not an expert on their faith. I joined this Protestant forum to learn more about them and what they believe, because I was born and raised Catholic. I don't know what the Protestants believe. I'm trying to learn from them directly, like sola scriptura, what does that mean? You know, sola fide, faith alone, what does that mean? One of the challenges I find is if I ask a question, I end up getting five or six different answers. There doesn't seem to be a whole lot of unity within the Protestants as far as their faith and doctrines and such. And that's too bad. It really is too bad. But again, it's my goal, you know, my girlfriend's going to kill me if she listens to this because she specifically said not to mention her. So, but anyways, I'm dating and engaged to an evangelical, you know, and I love her with all my heart. And, you know, I respect her, although I suppose mentioning that when she said not to mention it, I'm not sure if that shows much respect. So, babe, I apologize. Anyways, the only reason I bring it up is to show that I have no animosity towards the Protestants. There's no pressure or expectation for her to become Catholic. I met her as a Protestant. I fell in love with her as a Protestant, and if she remains a Protestant, that's between her and the Lord. I live my faith, and that's that. So I'm kind of getting into a bit of a ramble fest here, so I'm going to bring this this episode to a close, and just want to thank everybody for downloading, subscribing, and listening. I don't have a sign-off tagline yet, but this is going to be a dynamic type of thing. I'm going to bring in some cultural stuff if I happen to see something that kind of intrigues me that comes across my Facebook news feed. You know, I may discuss certain things. I am Canadian. This is a Canadian podcast. Another part of the reason why I decided to start this up was all the podcasts I listen to, with the exception of one, are all American-based. I love my American brothers and sisters. But, you know, the whole reason why I started New Shooter Canada was, again, there was I think, only a couple pro-gun podcasts that were Canadian-based. Again, I love my American brethren and sisters, but I'm not American. I'm Canadian. I want to hear things from a Canadian point of view. I want to hear Canadian topics. So again, this will be, I'll bring a bit of that too. So it's going to be kind of a mixture. What I'm also hoping for is lots of feedback, especially from non-Catholics. This is going to be kind of an apologetics style podcast. So, you know, I want to get lots of feedback. We're on Facebook. I've had a Facebook page for almost a year now. I haven't done a whole lot with it. I think I've got one like on it other than me. And that's Bible Christian Network on Facebook. You know what? I'm going to give a shout out to John Martinoni. He runs the Bible Christian Society webpage, which is an Catholic apologetics website. And he's really kind of the inspiration. He's the one that really kind of got me inspired to do this. I wanted to do, hopefully get a whole network of podcasts. So, you know, Catholic with a Mic will just be one of many different Canadian podcasts. It doesn't have to necessarily be exclusively Canadian, but I wanted to do kind of piggyback on his theme of being Catholics being Bible Christians. And but do a network, so get like a gathering of shows together. So, you know, if you like apologetics, you'll have a apologetics show. If you like more of a cultural current events style of show, then, you know, hopefully we can get one of those going. If you like something that's more devotional, you know, it's right now we're, you know, episode one, so we're gonna be kind of out of the gate with this, and let's see where the Lord takes us. If I'm on the right path and this is something the Lord wants me to do, it's going to flourish and be successful. And if I'm supposed to be doing something else with my lunchtime in my truck, then I'm sure the Lord will guide me in that direction. But it's been a year now, and it's been kind of on the back burner, front burner, side burner, middle burner, upside down burner. But I'm still, you know, I'm sitting here recording my first episode a year later. So I definitely think this is something that, you know, it's a starting point for me anyways. Where it leads to, I don't know. So enough rambling from me. I think I've coming up to the half hour mark now. Let's see. Email George at BibleChristianNetwork.ca. It'll be in the show notes. So I'm also going to create a contact page on the website, and the website's BibleChristianNetwork.ca. So I'm going to try and make it as easy as possible to contact me. I've got the email, so it comes right directly to my phone. So I'll, you know, if you send it within a couple minutes, I'll likely be reading it. And, you know, I really hope to get lots of feedback. This is going to be posted up on iTunes. I'm going to see if I can get it on Stitcher. But it'll definitely be on iTunes. And so I think that's going to be it. I don't have any music yet. So it's going to be kind of a quick in and a quick out. But until next time, may God bless you and have a good journey. Bye.